I love it where it's thick though. Mm-hmm. It's so pretty.
That's really good music.
It really is.
Yeah. That's a really good
I'm music. I'm Lisa right now. I'm the dissenting voice. I'm like, no, it really isn't.
It's really good.
That would drive me crazy after about 10 minutes. I would start crying.
I went to Tiesto in concert. That was that. 40 times louder and hours of it.
Why is
awesome.
We still crying? Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello. This is skein after skein after skein after skein.
Yeah, 23 times.
I know, but we have 4 skeins in the house. This is sexy
well,
skein number 1.
And I'm Eve.
Photo Spice.
Skein number 2. I'm number 2.
Ugh. Skein number 3 is technically on a leash being sad in the other room because he was all licky foot today. Yes,
and I'm... And we have a guest skein here.
Jill. No dice on Ravelry.
No dice.
Jill,
the
G part from Jigsaw. Hello, Lisa.
The G part.
G from Jigsaw.
She was part, I can't say one or two, part A. No, that's still bad.
She's one
okay.
part of
She's one part of Lisa.
Because Lisa doesn't like to be called Jigsaw, so we have to, you know, mention it. Anyways, hello.
Hello. Is he killing himself in there?
No, that's fine. He's playing with
the blanket. Okay, good.
Let's talk about Bon Jovi. How
oh, God,
Bon Jovi?
Do we have to?
Yeah, I gotta say 3 things about Bon Jovi. I went to see a Bon Jovi concert on Friday. I'll make it short.
County Fair.
No, at the Staples Center. I went to see Bon Jovi at the Staples Center. There's 3 things I have to say. Number one, that man looks the same like he did 20 years ago.
I agree
with
it. With a better haircut.
Yeah, and he's not bad. Well, it's a matter of taste, but I mean,
yeah,
right. He's looks the same as he did 20 years ago. How come he doesn't age? Number
it's
two, when did Bon Jovi, I missed that somehow in the last 20 years, they turn into John Cougar Mellencamp. Oh, the music is after that.
I love John Cougar Mellencamp.
Little Diddy.
I love
hand clapping.
Yeah,
I love hand clapping.
More cowbells.
We had like
hand cowbells.
Didn't he have one of those country songs on like a movie this year or something?
I don't know. I like
made for Golden Globe.
Maybe. I haven't been
not
paying attention. Clearly, I haven't been paying attention because I knew the first album, the New Jersey album, which had all the good songs, and then the rest of the music was like, oh, that's what he's been doing the last 20 years. So, you know.
I do love I'm a Cowboy.
Yeah, that was on that album.
I'm sorry, I have a sinus infection, so I'm sounding sexy right now. So don't be overwhelmed by all the sexy and the hacking that's going to come inevitably.
Singing
Bon Jovi.
Singing
Bon Jovi.
And then
oh my God, what is he
third
doing?
Thing, he's just standing there. You're fine, monkey. Third thing about Bon Jovi is what that man really delivered. He put in 3 hours
of
show, and he did really well. And then yesterday, to top it all off, we saw Bret Michaels from Poison perform. So I don't know what happens today. Warrant, maybe, or, you know, some other 80s hair band.
I might stop and say hello to John Bon Jovi if I saw him on the street. I would, like, purposely not make eye contact with Bret Michaels because I might catch something.
He was fun. He did a good show.
I'm sure he's fabulous.
I was impressed, actually.
I'm not a fan.
So I'm still, like, halfway mentally in the 80s hair.
I love
hair
the idea that I think
mentality.
That he just is totally bald in the front half of his head.
Who is?
Those bandanas. Bret Michaels.
Shut up.
Like someone's like, pre-bandana or post-bandana? Like, no. And he like, keeps it long, so it's just like...
No. He does have beautiful eyes.
So
outfits.
I would like to see it.
Well, he was wearing a bandana
course,
and a hat.
I don't think you'll ever not see him.
That's my problem with country singers, like, with the cowboy hat on, I'm like, yeah. Then they take their cowboy hat off, I'm like, oh... Not quite as cute anymore.
Right.
So unfortunate. Bailey, you're fine.
That's the same with men in uniform. When they all come, especially if there's like 3 or 4 of them in a uniform, they all look good. But then you just
see
them
street
in,
clothes
in a
like,
regular...
Man.
Whatever.
It's like, put your uniform back on. Come on.
Anyways, yarn. Works in progress.
I thought we were going to say that.
No, we're not saying what are you working on.
Okay. Oh my God, what is wrong with my child?
He's just there, he's fine. He
Please be holy. Hey, why don't you sit on your blanket and calm down?
Well, he just walked out to talk to skin number 4, 3, whatever his number, and he became busy. So chill, what are you working on?
I am.
Or what's your work in progress?
Okay, I just started a hat. It's the Oak Trail hat. The designer is Elena Dacos. She just released that book that's botanical knits, so it's all
leafy and
leaves
fabulous
ones. And she's also did, you know, half of the coastal knitting book.
Yeah.
So I did it. I pre-ordered the book, got the ebook. So I started this hat. It's kind of a cloche style with like a hat.
I love
so
that.
So starting with like a
what yarn is that?
Strip. It's Malintosh.
So pretty.
Vintage.
Ah,
very
so
nice.
Pretty.
And my first time using it, yeah. In
like it so
filigree.
That's a hat that looks
it's
more
gonna,
like
it's
a
like a
string.
It's like a strip of fabric, but
string.
You're gonna like knit all the way across and then pick up for the
ah,
top
okay.
of the hat. So I just started that.
Oh, because it's like cloche. Okay.
Yeah.
On the page.
Yeah. Yeah. That took a little while to sink into
yeah.
my.
It is early.
To my 80s brain.
Oh, and then I had started. I started a shawl. It's from Knit Scene. This was my first one for the Epic Cow.
Ooh.
Cow. But now I don't know. So it's the Westport shawl from
Sexy Knitter.
Sexy Knitter. So I started this because what I liked about the pattern is that they use, it looks pretty cool. I thought in variegated yarns. So I was like, this is it. Finally, I'll use
right.
that, like Lauren's laces that I had. But now I'm just like not really sure about it. I just recently put out a shout out on Ravelry and on my blog, like, oh my God, I don't know if I should keep going. I think I might still keep going. It's a little too variegated. I just kept thinking about you guys, just being like, what is she doing? What a bad choice
for the variegated Nazis.
the variegated.
Like, how the stockinette part looks, but the lace half is a little.
Let's see.
You know, you don't really see it, you know. But I think I might keep going.
I think you might actually.
It's like all in
nice
purples.
Because it's not so much variegated with green and red and white, but it's all tonal.
It's all purple.
You know, so plus the lace is not really fighting the variegation, plus the
yeah.
variegation is not so extreme.
It's not
so, and this one's like a side to side kind of crescent-y shawl, but like there's a lot of stockinette.
That's
and
very
it just
pretty.
Like the lace edge.
So you
so.
Do the lace edge and then you increase on the stockinette, you knit it sideways?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a very popular pattern too.
I really like
good.
It. And there's been ones in solid. Like there's one person did like 4 of them in like different whites and goddamn they look good. Like so you know, and I'm like, now I'm gonna have this like
this
clown.
Is actually very nice.
Like clown project in there. You know?
No.
It's not clown.
It's so not
so,
clown.
So that's what I put it on hold because I was like, oh, like just really struggling with it. But
yeah,
I got some good feedback. On Ravelry. Even though then I got like 3 comments on the blog, you know, like Ellen was like, do it, just keep going. And I was like, I'm going to do it. And then someone was like, oh, maybe you could over dye it.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
so maybe I'll finish it. And then if I
was
like,
sucks.
Oh,
yeah,
I can do this. Even though I don't really dye things, then I'll make Michelle do it.
Yay.
We'll trade.
Ah.
Anyway, so. Oh, I'm also making a balaclava for my boyfriend that looks like a Beavis. And
a what?
Like, you know, one of those ski masks?
Oh, my God.
It was this crazy, like, Meg Swanson pattern from, like, the 90s.
Fucking awesome.
And it's true, though.
Put
it's
that
really
shit
creepy.
On.
The thing is, the eyes really don't fit. I mean, the eyes are too small, so I can't even see out of it.
That's okay. You just look creepy.
That is
That is so awesome.
I need to do the mouth.
We're totally color. Taking a picture. No, don't take,
take
it off.
Picture.
Don't take it off. This
I need
awesome.
To make the eyes so much bigger.
We
They're
need
like
to
tiny.
Put this on the blog on
Instagram.
At least I don't have to worry if my eyes are
nobody
shut.
Nobody can see. You gotta see this.
I had trouble with the hair too. It's kind of a big mess.
Wait. I gotta put flash on because don't take it off. Don't
Hold
take
on,
it off.
Look. I couldn't figure out how to do hair.
That is so weird looking.
So the pattern
so,
from Meg, it's a Meg Swanson again.
Okay.
It's from like,
you look
it's
like
called like Snow Foolin' Ski
so
Mask.
It's a full-on mask knit that you put over your head that looks like Beavis?
Yeah.
From Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how else to describe it.
I don't know.
This shit's
it's
going
like,
on Instagram.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
And how come your boyfriend needs that?
He probably won't wear it, and I'm okay with that. But, like, when he first saw the pattern, he found it on some photo blog and was just like, oh, my God, you gotta take a look at this. And then when I saw that it was Nick Swanson, I was just like, no way. Like, so, I mean, obviously she took it as a joke, but... And there's a really creepy picture on the magazine, you know, where it's like a whole bunch of people wearing them, and this kid has like putting his finger in this pie. Like, so check it out on Ravelry. It's the snow-fooling ski mask.
Snow-fooling ski mask. Plus, we put a picture of the one that Jill just made onto the whatever.
So, and his birthday's coming up next.
So he gets this for his birthday?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. I told him I can't knock it out of the park every year.
Wow.
You just do what you call it. One of the girls from Just More, One More Row blog, podcast, she just makes socks for his birthday, their wedding anniversary, and something else that she makes. Yeah, she's now on my Instagram.
Lucas is grossed out by knit socks.
Wow.
Oh, they're different from any other socks.
I know.
All right. Works in progress. Michelle.
You like my plate? Oh, plenty of crap I have going on. All right, so I'm steadily working on my granny square blanket, and it's steadily coming out. I have five of the I have five of the six granny squares done.
The big ones.
The big ones.
Those look cool.
Yeah, I'm really, really happy. They're all very different. They all are scratchy, itchy acrylic. And they're all awesome. My favorite scratchy acrylic is the Carrot by Red Heart. It's super, super crunchy.
it sounds like a potato chip.
Oh, my God. The blue in front of it, I don't even know. I think this came from, like, my mom's stash or something like that. And it was fairly nice to work with. And I was like, oh, well, that was pleasant. And when I did the orange, I'm like, this is some crunchy. It was like saran wrap. I was like, this stuff is horrible.
You sure it's Red Heart and it's not like, what is that, the craft yarn?
Oh, no. This is Red Heart. It's Carrot by Red Heart, to be specific. And then, like, the blue behind is equally as scratchy. But I'm going to when it's done... Oh, is this going to the laundromat with, I'm going to wash it in fabric softener and rinse it in fabric softener and call it done. But it's slowly coming along. Mostly you, helped me pick this, this blue color for the trim because it anchors it, I think, really nice.
Yeah, it does. It does.
And then the other blocks will be anchored in the green, but I think this is going to be awesome.
And you know something? That a lot of these yarns... when you do throw them in fabric softener, they become really nice after, you know.
But like, I know this one is Line brand Woolies, and it's all soft. I made a hat out of that. That blue is some mysterious blue, but it's awesome. Feel the orange.
Holy. Wow.
Yeah, right? It's like, for some reason, that color is super crispy.
Now feel her Madeline Tosh.
Yeah, I know what her Madeline Tosh feels like. So I'm working on that. I will just briefly mention this since someone had to bring their awesome quilt. I'm working on my quilt. It's coming along. It clearly is a beginner's quilt. It's so painful, but that's all right. But it's coming along. A friend of mine, when she was getting her tattoo done, Bailey, requested a beanie. And so I went to my old standby pattern that I love so much. It's the fourth time I've made this hat. It is the Star-Crossed Slouchy Beret by Natalie Larson. So you have to look it up. I've made it so many times. What you call it? And it's so easy. Like, it's ridiculously easy. But it's my gray hat that I wear all the time. This is the same one.
Nice.
I've made it in Barocco. Is that who makes Ultra Alpaca?
Yeah.
I made it in Alpaca. I made it in Woolies. I've made it in the Bailey. The Martha Stewart cashmere blend, which was really nice. My friend wanted like a creamy Irish, and that was the only color I could find that matched what she wanted. So I made her a cashmere version of it.
Nice.
It's freaking super nice. And
this one is new?
Made with Red Heart with love.
It's not as crunchy as the orange.
Oh, not at all. But no, actually, it's quite soft, all things considered. And it knits up really, really nice. I've made this enough times that I do have some Bailey.
Can we close the door so he
doesn't
see it?
No, that'll make it worse.
Okay.
what you call it, some modifications. I make the rim a little bit. It's just a little tiny things. I changed the needles because I don't. She wanted more of a beanie,
mm-hmm.
and I like it smaller anyway. But he is freaking out. I'm gonna go get him. But so I'm working on that. I love it, and I'm making two Kindle covers.
Nice.
Because
sewing.
Yeah, two Kindle covers. Kindle covers are freaking expensive. The one I want's like $48. Well,
have a light in it.
Huh?
Have like a light?
No.
Or something?
No.
$48 for a Kindle cover? Really?
And
that's crazy. How much is a Kindle? $49?
It's 80. By the time you get done with tax, it's $100.
Okay,
for the base one.
But that's the whole unit is $100, and then the cover is half of that.
You didn't let me finish.
Crazy.
Part of the reason why the one I want is done in like hand burned leather, but they still started.
Okay,
they still started at 30. The ones at Best Buy are like 35. I'm just like, this is stupid. I just don't. When I drop it, I just don't want it to shatter into a million pieces. You know, that's my only thing. So I was on Pinterest doing my thing, as I do. Oh, this is what the star selfie looks like.
Star cross selfie.
So I was like, oh, this is a really cute, super easy tutorial. And sure enough, I was like, I love it. I'll show you a picture. It's called the Kindle Cover Tutorial. And it is by Whipstitch. And it's just super cute. You have a little pocket for the Kindle. And you have a little flap. And then when you want to actually pull it out, it has a little corner.
Oh, nice.
So
I like that.
Let me finish.
Plug
it in there.
Yeah. I was going to say, I like this one because it's open. She did it so you can plug it in even while it's in the cover. It looks like this when it's all put together.
Very nice.
I'm actually modifying, so there's slots for like your gift card to Amazon and all that good stuff. So I'm putting another pocket on that side. And then when it's done, or I'm going to say, has it been cooking? When it's finished, it looks like that. It has a little cute cover.
So what color are you making those in?
I am making two at once because I was going to make one and give. I was going to make two, keep one, give one to my friend. And I decided I like both of them, so I'm going to buy her, make her a different one. But I'll probably like two and not want to give her either. And I'm like, I'll change it for books. So the first one is this awesome, psychedelic, wavy.
Chevrons.
Yes. And I realized to do the inside and outside like this was going to be a lot. So I used this regular cotton twill for the inside. But the corners and the pocket will all be the same green chevron loviness. And then I guess on occasion, Joann's sells their samples for the custom ordering for your, what you call it, for drape materials.
Oh, yeah.
Materials. Let's do it again. For what you call it. They sell their samples. And they're only about, I don't know. They're small. They're not even a full yard. They're not even quarter,
okay.
Not quarter size. But I like this one. So I bought this one, and I like.
So that's thicker material?
Yes, it's much thicker. And I like this one.
Okay.
So this is the outside. This blue with different color rectangles is the outside. The inside is the twill, the cotton twill, but the pockets is in this.
Very nice.
It's super cute. So my plan was to get that stuff done this weekend, but I just didn't expect to feel as bad as I have all weekend. So, and I just haven't had any, like, I didn't look at that last night because, like, I was like, I'm going to go home and do stuff. And by do stuff, I apparently meant napping.
Sleeping.
Yeah, I just slept. So, I'm in the middle of a lot of stuff, but I plan to have this hat finished by tonight because that's super easy. And at least one Kindle cover if I can muster up some energy to do my grocery shopping, do my laundry, and sew and knit tonight, which I just don't see happening.
I'm going to look at the child. Monkey butt.
So, what am I working on? I have been working on that skull illusion scarf you can see the skulls now. Woo!
Yeah.
Skulls. And other than that, I'm not much. Actually, I started a crochet scarf. It's a very simple crochet scarf that I'm adapting a pattern. One of those take me on free little flyers you find at Michael's. I'm not even going to do it like that. Just simple because we went to the races yesterday, the car racing thing, the Grand Prix, and I figured if I sit there for hours and hours and watch car go by, I'll get bored, and I indeed got bored and started crocheting my scarf. Got like the eye from the husband, like, really? Start crocheting on the racetrack. But
I see pictures of people spinning at races.
I think,
can you move your back,
wow.
Backtrack, please?
So I I started on that little crochet stuff. It's very simple. I mean, it's just a dumb project for, you know, in between. And the Skull Illusion scarf. And other than that, I'm really not working on anything. I'm thinking about what to do next for the Epic Cow Cow.
Hey, you think, just do.
Yeah, that's right.
Huh?
Just don't think, just do.
Yeah, well, I need to pick up some yarn. I don't know what I'm doing. That's the problem.
You're supposed to be on Team Slack Ass.
I am. This leads actually to the next segment on what we have finished. And I have finished the Pittsburgh Steelers hat.
Which I love.
Which was a gift for my friend who is a big Pittsburgh Steelers fan. And it was part of the Pay It Forward 2012, which, you know, I'm sort of catching up
on.
I'm
mine too.
And she loved it, and that's all I did. So, what have you finished the last couple of weeks?
I finished the sweater that I'm wearing.
That's
the
so
Grown
cool.
Up Girl. So, the pattern is Grown Up Girl by Joji Locatelli. And I knit it in, actually, like, souvenir yarn I got in Argentina.
Oh, I remember
ago.
That yarn.
So, I felt like, well, the designer is Argentinian, so it felt like I had to. It's weird, like, I bought it, and I guess I thought it was, like, worsted weight, but it's, like, fingering weight yarn, so I just had to hold it double. So,
yeah,
it has, like, a...
Have you seen the back? Check out the back.
Yeah, I've seen the pictures online.
It's yeah, it's, like, has a little, like, flower lace and bobble thing on the back and on the pockets.
Very
pretty.
I love
it.
A little garter, like, shawl collar. And the other thing I finished, I'm doing a test knit, you know, I'm in that... free pattern testers group, even though, so sometimes I'm like, oh my god, this one's open and I like it, I'll do it, and then I'm just like, what am I doing? So the pattern is the Serato cowl, and it's not released, like the sample she made looks really nice, and like Malabrigo Rios, you know, kind of like a semi-solid, like really beautiful. But I didn't really have, I want to use stash yarn, so I used some Chroma worsted.
Nice.
And Sunrise. And it just, like, I took, like, this really, like, classy, beautiful cowl and made it into this kind of saccharine-y, just, like, pink mess.
Oh,
so,
that's so pretty. Hold up. That's gorgeous.
So the bottom has kind of a little ribbed, scallop-y border, and then there's some slip stitching in the body of it.
That's cute.
And,
that's beautiful.
The colors, like, I really like the colors in the bottom, and then once it got to the top, it got a little, like... out of control, like little kid.
What did she say when you sent her a picture?
I haven't just seen the picture yet. We'll see.
That's
so
gorgeous.
That's
so
a beautiful cowl.
Let's see. Yeah, it's kind of the size for me is a little weird.
Yeah.
Like, I either want it big or small,
okay,
I
yeah.
guess. But, yeah. So it's cute.
That's
she hasn't
gorgeous.
Released. She's going to release the pattern. Like,
well, if you don't want it.
Her Ravelry name is Nadia 1981, but I'm not sure what.
I like that.
Thanks. Yeah, I kind of. This would be nice for like a little girl. It's like pinks and oranges and.
I'd wear it.
It's cute. Kind of sherbert-y.
Yeah, it is sherbert-y.
So that's what I finished.
What else?
Oh, my quilt. I forgot.
Yeah,
I finished this quilt. My first quilt.
It's stunning.
The first quilt is just absolutely ridiculous. Michelle and I both this morning were like, what? That's just disgusting.
I tried to warn Eve when she came in.
Yeah, you're right. The reason why it's disgusting is because it's her first quilt.
And it's awesome.
It's super intricate. It's got like a billion little parts to it. And it's perfectly done. It's like, you would expect this from somebody who's been quilting for I don't know how many years.
Mine looks like a beginner's quilt.
Mine is fraying my denim quilt, which is like, it's not even a quilt, you know. It's like some blanket that's thrown together. That's like coming apart and starting to have holes and things.
Oh my gosh. We've been doing
that
for quilts.
But I need to just sew in a couple and re-stitch some parts, you know.
Well, I definitely realize if I ever do... if I ever get really into quilting, I'm never going to do, like, quilt show, you know, or, like, contests, or,
right.
you know, whatever those quilt shows. It's, like, the idea of having to, like, worry about if things line up.
Yeah.
It's, like, I'm really happy with how this turned out, but, like, if somebody was judging it, it'd be, like, okay, oh, no. know? It's, like, I never want to have to get my work judged.
You definitely would, like, win a ribbon or something in a country fair, no?
No, there's so many fancy things. And this is just a kit. It was from Connecting Threads, you know, the Knit Picks.
I see people all the time entering patterns that I've made, that Jacob's blanket that I made for Valerie's kid. I saw someone in it. They got like a blue ribbon at their local county fair. It's not like they made that up and they, what are you doing? Okay. You know, it's just like, it's craftsmanship, babe.
Yeah, I don't know about those county fairs. I
love county fairs.
The judging seems a little random
sometimes. Hey, I've won ribbons at county fairs.
Mm-hmm. I'm just kidding.
Exactly. My point.
And they bought some of my work, too. So, but mine was all photography days.
They bought it?
Yeah.
The fair did?
Yeah. Huh. It hangs up in their little offices.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice. So what have you finished?
Yeah, nothing. I got a lot of things on the burners.
No, no worries. Camille. Chill made up for both of us
totally.
More than
you. Like I said, I was sick and my family's moving and I can't really help as much as I like because my energy level's not there. So I just go and, you know, be distracting and encouraging. I'm like, you can do it. Yeah, it was funny.
They haven't like smacked you or anything yet.
No. But they actually really appreciate it. Like, last weekend they were so worn out. This is right before I got sick. My uncle just, you know how sometimes you're just so stressed and you're so overwhelmed that it's hard to like make decisions or anything. So he's like, okay, we're going to go to Lowe's. I'm like, what do we need? And he just kind of looked at me. I went with my purse. I got my little notebook, got a pen. I started writing everything down of what we needed. And they would occasionally throw stuff in. And I write that down. We got to Lowe's. I was like, I looked at my cousin. I'm like, you need to go get Tiana's paint. He's like, what do I need? I'm like, you need to get the Valspar signature in this color and satin. And he looked at me, broke out my little notebook, wrote down everything I needed, and I go hand this to the guy at the counter. You know, I was just like, I ended up spending like $300 of their money. But it was also, it was paint and paint supplies and stuff that we needed. But like, I wasn't under the same stress, and I've done it before. So it was really easy for me to go through and go, okay, this is what you need. You know, and then it just like, they don't have, like I had a lot of flexibility of when I was moving in. They have like a deadline of when they're moving in.
Yeah.
So it's just like, so then they hired someone like to finish the bedrooms and the kitchen and all that good stuff. But they feel better. Oh, look who's a good boy.
Nice, nice.
So yeah, I haven't had a lot of time. I just go in there. I'm like, you can do it. This looks good. It does look good. Oh,
so
look good.
Did you make up for not finishing anything by purchasing things?
Maybe. Because I can shop under any circumstances.
So let's hear it.
Okay, so I bought, of course, the With Love Red Heart, because it's not like I had that in my stash. Like, I don't,
really?
Yeah, I don't. Oh. I'm not fucking buying acrylic. I got more than acrylic. I wanted this color. You know? And I was like, oh, okay, I like this color. I think you looked at me with disgust, like, you bought that on purpose? It's a pretty color.
You paid a whole dollar for that?
I paid like $2 for it. I was looking fancy. I think I got it at Walmart. Matter of fact, I did get it.
I can't
it at
believe
Walmart.
You don't have that color already in your stash.
Not, I have this color.
I mean, it's teals. Like you.
I have a shitload of this color, and Caron simply soft. I didn't want to make this hat out of it. They have a color called Ocean that's similar. But I was walking through Walmart. I was like, yes, that will complement her hair and skin color. It is With Love. Fine. And I bought it. Don't be judging my acrylic purchasing. Judging my judgy pants. But to make up for the Red Heart With Love, I also went and bought 2 skeins of the Malabrigo worsted. I bought my aunt's birthday, whose house I've been at. Her birthday was not this past Friday, but the Friday before. And she's never used any of the fancy schmancy yarn.
Oh, nice.
So I bought her.
So you bought her the yarn.
Yeah. And so I had, you know, it was in the Twist bag. I got it from Twist. It was in the Twist bag with all the, you know, the little flower on everything.
Oh, she makes it all nice.
Yeah, she made it all nice. And so when I handed it to my aunt, and my cousin was like, what is it? What do you think it is? She goes, it better be yarn. And my uncle's like, oh my God, I hope it's not yarn. And I'm like, it's and she's like, this is a fancy stuff because some of the family was there. She goes, this ain't from Michael's. I'm like, she loved it. But I bought her a skein. I bought myself a skein yesterday in the Deja Vu colorway. And like, you know how on Ravelry they make you, you're like, you know, what color is it close to? I'm like, blue, purple, orange, yellow, green. Because it's super colorful. It's so pretty. I put blue, purple.
Is it bulky?
It's purple.
Worsted.
Worsted? Really? It looks very thick.
No, it's worsted.
Huh. Which one? That's just the regular?
Mm-hmm.
Malabrigo worsted?
Yep.
It looks thicker than worsted.
Look at this. It's the same.
Okay.
It was puffy. Though.
Yeah, it's just puffy.
What are you going to make out of that, you know?
This is either going to be the Mindy Beret or the Candies and Sprinkles Beret. I think that's what that other one's called. Because I have some Malabrigo Rios. What's it called? Yeah, Candy Stripes for Sprinkles. I'll send you a link to that one. They both look really good in variegated yarns. And she actually made the sample for her pattern in the Rios, which I also have. So we'll see. No, maybe I'll make one of them solid once I get there. I'm like, I'm gonna make this thing solid. I have plenty of With Love left. Yeah. Because it's only like, what, 307 yards of this stuff? It's ridiculous. Yeah, 370. I can get a few hats out of this. Then, while also in Walmart, I came across this awesomely tacky material.
That
it
looks like totally K-facet.
I know.
It does,
right?
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
I love that. I bought like a yard and a half of it. It was like all of like $5.96 for a yard and a half.
It's so pretty.
I love it.
Very nice.
Have black bag plans for, I might have to go buy more because I want to make a denim bag and line it with this.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, I think it'd be really, it's like these really big, they look like bougainvilleas, but in like really bright colors. So yeah.
Very nice.
Love, yeah, love.
Where did you go to Walmart? We don't have Walmart in Los Angeles.
There's Walmart all over Los Angeles.
They're like
not
an outlier.
Not in LA City.
Oh, no, no.
LA
There's
County.
One right down the street down from my condo. Almost
really?
Walking distance. Yeah.
Wow,
it's
like, I
but
know.
Is there one close to here?
That is the one close to here.
Because I like to go to Walmart every so often. There's just none around where I'm at.
Yeah.
And I'm in Pasadena and in Los Angeles City, you know, so no Walmart.
I also bought this yarn,
the Chevron yarn for
Chevron
Kindle.
Yarn for my Kindle. I bought there. Like this Kindle, because I had so much of the stuff and the outside material that I bought.
Mm-hmm.
If you just count the material I bought that I didn't have, this whole thing is going to cost me like $4, $3.
Nice.
So I bought that. I bought this green background with white drop picks.
I like that too.
Really cute. I thought that'd be really cute. And then I bought a quarter.
That's a fat quarter?
Yeah, these are fat quarters. This is a half yard. Of like the same, almost same color green with white flowers on it. And then yesterday it was, oh, dude, I don't know how I've survived without pattern weights before.
Mm-hmm.
You. So so much better than having the pin patterns down. Oh.
Oh.
I haven't made it.
Yeah, I love when the light went on, right?
Oh, I
so
didn't
how heavy.
Yeah, I know what pattern weights are. I just never saw them. Oh.
I was, when I was cutting out all the knit stuff.
I gotta get some. Where'd you get those?
Joanne's, they're 14 with tax once you get those in the pack,
oh.
But I use the coupon. You can make them too, but those are perfect. I'm like, you know what? I can make those.
Yeah,
but
you don't have to do this stupidly. Oh, but no, yeah.
But you have
okay.
to use a cut. You have to use a rotary cutter because you can't pick it up and do it. So that's why I used to cut all the stuff out. I just put down the corners. Next. It was
nice.
So awesome. But yeah,
oh,
these are from Joanne's.
Keep that in mind.
I came home yesterday. Oh, so I got two things. I want to make, I have some DK weight yarn. That I bought to make a shawl, and I realized it wasn't enough yarn. I think I realized that when I purchased it too, but I was just ignoring it because I really wanted it. And so, I was like,
let me justify this purchase.
It'll work out. It's not going to work out. So I've since bought more yarn for that project, and so I have this DK weight, and I'm like, what am I going to do with this? And I found a sock pattern, and I realized I had the sock pattern at home in a book. I was like, well, hell yeah. But I've never even used DK weight before, but I need. The it's from the Ann Buds How to Knit Socks, and we should definitely link this because if you are even remotely curious about how to do socks and you haven't done them, and if you're going to do the Epic Cow Cow and you want more information on making socks, this book is awesome. Let me grab it.
It's
so
How
I can
to
try.
Knit Socks Hold by Ann Buds.
No, it's called Getting Started Knitting Socks. Here it is by Ann Bud. This got me through my first.
I feel like she has a new sock.
I think she does. This one's fairly old. I bought it at Borders a couple years ago. And my mom was like, yeah, that's the book you need. This book is awesome. But she has, one of the things she doesn't do, she tells you, you know, for her basic socks, it just says, you know, for, let me get to it and I can tell you so I'm not making it up. So instead of saying, okay, here's for your finger weight, it's 8 stitches per inch. So you've got a gauge swatch to find out what needles, because she just gives you a range of what needles. So
mm-hmm.
like, the eight stitches per inch is finger weight, and she gives you 0 to 3 for the needle size. I'm like, well, shit. Okay, so I went to the DK ones. Which
oh,
is,
you have to swatch.
Yeah, I got to swatch. But here's my thing, Joe, because I've watched you swatching circulars. I'm going to do that so I can get my cage swatch. That might be all fancy.
What do you mean?
You
have all the string behind it.
Oh, yeah.
If you knit in circular, you might as well swatch in circular.
Yeah, but it's a technique
you know?
To do it where
okay.
you have all these threads behind, so you're not turning, you don't just knit this way and then turn back. You knit and then come back around like you're knitting circular. So I'm
okay.
kind of excited about that. But then I my guess is, knowing how I knit.
Is it toe up or?
Cuff down. And knowing how I knit, I was like, okay, she suggests size 2 to 4 on DK weight. My guess is 3 for me. So, of course, I guess the one size needle, I don't own any in circulars. I have it in DPNs, but I don't have it in circulars. So I went to, what else? But
you can still do it on DPNs, though. Just,
I don't
like,
want to.
Pull around.
I don't want to knit it at all. On DPNs, I don't want to.
Not even your swatch?
Nope.
Okay.
So I went and bought, I went when I was at Twist, that was the reason why I went to Twist, was to get a 40-inch size 3. But all she had it in was the Knitter's Pride Dreams. So I have this beautiful blue wood size 3 40-inch circular. It's so pretty.
I guess the Knitter's Dreams, the interchangeable ones, will interchange with Knit Picks.
Shut up, really?
Will they really?
Yeah.
Nice.
I really wish that Knit Picks would make a size 16, a 16-inch set. So size 1, size 0 to like 15, all on 16-inch. Because that's what you use for make a hat. You know, 16-inch. And it's like, they don't make a 16-inch cable, so you have to buy 16-inch, what you call it, circular,
fixed.
So I'm like, they should just make a set that ranges from 0 to, like, US 11 or 13 or 15, and have them all, so I would buy that set in a heartbeat.
Well, why don't just make a cable that's 16 inches and then... You know,
I think their problem is their needles
in.
Are too long.
Their needles are
the
too
tips
long.
Are too
yeah.
long. So if you did a 16, it would be like...
your cable would be this long. So that's why I'm like, they should just make a set that's 16 inches. And I would purchase that set. Gladly. Mm-hmm. Preferably in Harmony or the metallic ones. I'm just saying, no peer pressure. So yeah, that's all I bought.
All right.
That's worth mentioning. Like, I bought elastic and some other shit. But that was the interesting stuff that I bought.
I bought some Cascade 220, 3 balls in natural, and a ball of Milamia in a soft pink from Wibbs. Jill? Okay.
Hey, I made it up for not finishing anything. I bought
okay,
some shit.
Okay, the reason I bought those was for... Because everybody wants to just, is longing to hear me say,
yes, say
the
it.
Level 2 masters. Okay, Jill.
I bought the Melintosh vintage I mentioned earlier, and I also bought some of, can't remember which the other Melintosh is. It's like a sport weight that has like some cashmere in it or whatever. I went to the LA Yarn Crawl, Los Angeles County Yarn Crawl.
That was one place.
I went to like 4 stores, but I didn't buy that much, and I was... I don't know.
What's the advantage to go to yarn drops?
It's fun.
On the yarn crawl versus a regular day, other than you get your book stamped or whatever.
They were doing like drawings and stuff, or some had free patterns or whatever. But the thing is, now they're probably all gonna have sales after the fact or something, and I'll
not Twist. Because I went the first day of the yarn crawl. I stopped on Friday. I went over there to get my aunt's stuff, and she was like, "Oh, here's your yarn crawl plan." And I was like, oh, that's right, that is this weekend. I said, but you're the only place I'm going to. She goes, I just really appreciate your business. And since you came in during the yarn crawl, I have my little yarn crawl pin, and all right. I was all excited. And so I talked to her about it yesterday, asked her how it went. But she has really nice stuff. I'm so glad she's in a bigger space.
It's my favorite.
She carries Sweet Georgia, too, which I might have to break down and purchase because it's so pretty. I want them to bring back the Kill Bill colorway. That bright ass yellow with the black and red spots.
Oh.
I freaking want that yarn. They're like, what else? Because everyone asks, they're like, when are you going to bring back your special though? She's like, when we feel like it. I'm like, I think you need to feel like doing the, you know, Kill Bill.
You know what? That's like, so the other day I went to like Kettle Chips, you know, they have the like, they have this one that was like cheddar beer flavor. And it was just like the limited edition, something fancy like silver bag or something. Like, oh, get them while they're here. They're limited edition. It's just like, why do limited edition at all? Like, it's delicious. Just have it all the time. Like, so now I have to feel like, oh, it's such a special occasion to buy cheddar beer.
Yeah, you start packing up.
Do
you
they
have, like,
come
four
back?
Boxes.
This is the first time I've seen them come back. Like, I've been like wanting it for years. It's now they're like limited edition. It's like,
are you stacking up? Do you have a room full of
them? I guess I don't care that much. No, but I do want to try those new chicken and waffle ones from Lay's or whatever. It's that contest.
I've seen that.
But I bet that's nasty, but I'm curious.
Do it. Try it.
I have the Jack in the Box. They have at Christmas time the eggnog milkshake. And I am glad they only have it at Christmas time because I really don't need those 4,000 calories in a 5-ounce little cup. But it's so good.
My
and
only two limited
dishes.
I like eggnog lattes and stuff like
Starbucks. Yeah, all that stuff only comes Christmas time.
See, my limited edition food is the pumpkin lattes from Starbucks. Thank you. The pumpkin lattes from Starbucks that are like, I want to say 1,300, 1,400 calories a pop for the small. And yeah, but they're so good. And then the, because I hate making them or buying them from the store, what do you call it? Here, just hand that because it's not going to stay up there. What do you call the things that the Latinos make for New Year's? It's the corn mesa with the
tamales
from El Pollo Loco. Oh my God. During Christmas, my dad and I buy them in bulk and then like freeze them so we can eat them throughout the year because we're crazy like that.
El Cholo does like the green corn tamales, but only from May to October when they're in season. And now it's like, so I can't wait until they come back.
Oh, okay.
We should
go. Let me go because the Tapatio ones.
No, they're like the green corn and they have like,
Shit, yeah.
They have like just cheese and.
Have you
tried
the tamales?
Oh, you can eat the cheese. Just to try.
I mean, it's nothing compared to like freshly made food, but the frozen tamales from Trader Joe's are good.
My dad and I have tried the ones from either Trader Joe's or Costco, and they tore us up. Like two in, I was like.
No, the ones from Trader Joe's, the ones with cheese and green chili and cheese. I don't care about the meat ones, but the green chili and cheese ones, those are good.
I'm gonna have to check those.
I bet the chicken and cheese ones are good, but they taste different from.
Yeah, it's not
other
the
tamales,
real
but
thing.
But I enjoy them.
It's a good.
Yeah, they're
thing.
Not the same as you know from the older ladies that are selling them in the parking lot. So
out of the car.
Yeah, whatever.
It's
yeah.
the same as if you say Taco Bell is Mexican food. It really
Taco Bell is not
Mexican
food,
but it's good, whatever it is, you know?
It's good when you're poor and you got $7 and five people to feed. You can feed 10 people on like $2 at Taco Bell. That place is great for that.
Taco Bell.
I remember clearly going through Taco Bell with me and my three friends and we would have like $7 or $8 and we would all have a drink. Four tacos each. Like, and we have no money.
And then Mexi fries that are just tater tots. With like seasoning salt on them. Hell yeah.
We always go
freaking awesome, dude.
Santa Monica Boulevard and was it Highland or La Brea? There's a Del Taco. And Saturday night at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, so super crowded because everybody's coming from the club.
Hungover.
So Del Taco, green burrito, whatever it was.
Hell, I love the green burrito. The green burrito's great. Another good place to go when you're hungover is Tommy Burgers, the OG one on up in the Rampart District where you may get shot by the cops. And I was saying that we had at work, they had an association appreciation day and they brought in Tommy Burger trucks, food trucks, and the In-N-Out Burger food trucks.
Mm-hmm.
And it was free. They asked for a donation for, you know, Kids Ride LA and blah, 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 but it was free otherwise. And so I'm like, you know, Tommy Burgers are good, but it's just not the same if you're not dodging bullets by the cops.
Right.
You know, I'm not even worried about the gangbangers up there. It's the freaking cops. Everyone looks crazy. I'm like, do you not remember the Rampart District issue they had with the cops that were just like randomly racial? That's where racial profiling term came from. Like, it was ridiculous. But I remember when it was just a shack on the corner. You sat in the
right
car
on
and
Third
ate.
Street.
Yeah, me and my mom would drive from here. It's some ungodly hour to go get Tommy Burgers to go sit in our car and hope we didn't get killed. You know, no, that sounds really good.
Anyways,
moving
on to
your
like,
In-N-Out.
I know, I'm thinking fat. There's a fat burger around the corner from my dad that I might have to swing by because they have a turkey burger.
Did you say,
good.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you said just recently on Facebook, turkey burger from Fat Burger,
fat
really good.
Fat Burger is delicious.
I think I had one.
Get it with all the dressing, with all the stuff they put on. I don't even change it. I'm like, you want everything? I'm like, whatever you put on it, just keep putting it on it. So good. Their hamburgers are bomb too. Like, I'm hard pressed. If I had to pick a favorite hamburger place, I would be torn between In-N-Out, Tommy's with chili, and Fat Burger. Because what really makes a Tommy Burger is the chili.
What
know?
Makes really the In-N-Out
dribbling down your
French
arm.
Fries.
You know whose French fries I love now? Freaking Wendy's.
You know, I think the In-N-Out fries that I kind of hated them at first, and now like
they
grow just really
grow
me. Now I really like them, but Lucas still isn't into
Five
them.
Guys.
It's like considering that they're actual potato, they taste less like potato than like
because we're
fries.
So used.
I
to.
I mean, they're all gritty and like powdery.
I know,
tasting.
But we're used to like quote unquote pressed potatoes, like. Like the, when you all the chips are the same in the Pringles container,
yeah.
Fucking potatoes don't look like that. And I'm like, what the hell? Have you had the Five Guys Cajun potatoes?
I haven't eaten at Five Guys yet.
What?
Yeah.
What? Have you had Five Guys yet?
I don't even know what Five Guys is. What? I know Three Guys. They have a car store.
No, Five Guys is from back east. No, Five Guys is from back east. It took them forever to come out here.
Now they're every.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
There's one in like Cerritos. There's one in Carson by the IKEA.
I've heard you can get a lot of different kinds of grilled cheese there, which is what I get.
Yeah.
So.
But what you can do too is like all their condiments are free, if I'm not mistaken. And they have a list of like, what do you want? And you just kind of pick.
Yeah.
Whatever ones. Like sometimes I'm noted for getting the mushrooms with the A1 sauce and the grilled onions. That's like my thing at Five Guys. But they have like, they're not.
Getting hungry.
I know, I'm starving now. They're not steak fries, but they're not regular french fries. They're kind of in between size. Mm-hmm. And a regular order, they make your order, like they put them in like a drinking cup size, okay? Uh-huh. And whatever they've made and what doesn't fit, they just put the rest in your bag. So you're like getting twice as much as it is, but their Cajun seasoning. Oh my God, so good. And like whenever I go, I don't order fries, I just hope the other person does. And when they come, I'm like, hey, I go, let me taste those for poison. Wouldn't want you to go down like that because I'm a friend. And so I end up eating like half their fries.
Nice, remind me to not go with you
because
there.
Because honestly, they give you enough for like, the three of us could eat off of one regular order of fries and be totally content. I mean, I put a dent in it, you know, by myself. But
we could handle three portions.
It's a lot. We should go record at Five Guys one day. We're here at Five Guys doing the French fry challenge. It's a lot of freaking French fries, but it's so good. Like if I could only eat one French fry place, you know, French fries from one place forever, it would come down between Wendy's in third place, In-N-Out in second, and Five Guys Cajun style. And first, they're that good. Oh, my mom's french fries, because she used to make bomb french fries. Just saying. Bomb. Thing is, if you let them sit too long, you go to pick one up, they all come up with it. But home french fries, nothing can top a home french fry.
Oh, all right. Moving on to some yarn, because I'm getting really hungry.
I'm hungry, clearly.
Yarn book magazine review. I don't know. I was thinking about our reviews are basically, I like it, I don't like it. So we shouldn't even call it a review. I just have a couple of comments to make. I got the
a magazine. I like our reviews. We're like, it sucks. Don't buy it.
The Creative Knitting Spring 2013 issue. There is a bunch of patterns in there that are like the worst I've ever seen.
I don't like that magazine.
There's like some really horrible stuff in there. Some Intarsia stuff. It's like, what? Did you dig that out? I mean,
wow.
It's really bad, you know?
To be honest, like, I don't particularly care for most of this stuff. Like, there's always like one. I'm like, I need more than
really?
One.
Really?
Oh, that's flattering for everyone.
So there, however... There are three patterns in there. There's a few patterns that are really nice. One is called the Hint of Lace Cardigan. And it's done in squares. and put together. I'm considering this one, but I would make it longer, so I'm not, you know, because it's this short thing that would look really horrible on me.
That's not true.
I really like this. I think it's very pretty. The other one I found was called Carefree Cover Up, and it is
pretty.
A very pretty top that has little pattern. Full on lace, but
That's the lace that they pretty much the lace you made for Piper's Journey, except it's staggered.
Right. Oh right. Yeah. So I like this one actually, except that it's done in
Piper's Journey.
in DK weight.
You guys didn't hear that. What? I'm not gonna lie, I'm thinking about doing another Piper's Journey.
Oh, you are? Nice.
You should do it. I think you like
really
it.
Really pushing that show.
I love that show. You saw it on the board.
Yeah.
Because I think
it looks nice, though.
She's all intimidated by the whole shawl thing.
Oh.
I think it's 90% garter, and the knitted on applied lace is so much fun at the end, and it goes by super fast. And you gotta do it in wool because it blocks out like a beast. Bless
you. So anyways, this cover up here is like DK weight. So that's more like a chill thing. I'm not gonna make a full on sweater.
DK's not that light.
Just this really stiff underwear, dude. Right?
Yeah.
And then the third one I like.
Anyway,
beaded. It's a cowl and mitts. The cowl is cute, but I like the mitts. I sort of gloveless. Fingerless gloves. Hello, thank you. Gloveless fingers.
They're gloveless fingers.
Fingerless gloves with beads on them. I'm considering those possibly maybe for the Cow, but I was also set on those mitts, the ones.
Bella's
mitts, so I don't know. Anyways,
yeah.
So creative
knitting.
But
that'd be a challenge to do the beading.
Yeah, I know, that's why I sort of like
this
it.
This is
really
a challenge,
pretty.
People.
Yeah.
Creative knitting, spring 2013.
Clearly nothing's a challenge for Jill.
Yeah.
Feels like, I'm going to make that, and it happens.
I was thinking that maybe I'll make something as a prize.
Ooh!
But I don't know what I would do. If I would knit something or like spin some yarn or something.
Ooh!
But so we'll think of, we'll
yes,
see.
Spin
but I'll
yarn.
Get...
Spin. I will donate freaking fiber. As I open my drawer of fiber, I'm like, well, hello. I don't have anything I wouldn't want to keep.
That's the thing is, it's like I'm always like so self-carbonized. I'm always like, ooh, I don't know.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't think.
And then it's also like, here's the black yarn.
I know. Ta-da. I've been thinking about how much you would charge me to spin this shit up for me. I'm like, can you spin all this?
Then you might as well just buy pretty
yarn. No, but it won't be
no, because
this
one, mine's going to be like a
this
hell
one
of a lot. Like,
it's teal. One is teal.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tonal teal. And then this one is like all different
She's
colors.
She's looking at some batting for those people who are not in the room.
A, not batting.
I'm sorry?
Not batting.
What are you? Oh.
Roving.
Roving, sorry.
So the one is two braids of roving. One is a braid of like a tonal teal color, and the other one is called I think Moonshadow, and it's in Falkland. It's 2 ounces, and it's pink and purple and dark blue and dark grape and a little brown. And
so is the idea that you would ply them or that you would just use the yarns together?
No, you ply them. So you spin one, spin the other, then ply them together because there's 2 ounces of each. And I'm like, yeah. And I bought it. I was like, oh god. I wonder how much Jill would charge me to make this yarn happen so I can make a hat and just move on with my life. Like, I still want to have Coriodale, and I have this. This is really pretty. I bought this with you.
Oh, yeah.
This is a BFL soap blend. And,
well, we got a year.
I know, right? We got a year. We'll find something awesome for Jill to do.
Duh.
51 minutes.
Let's move on.
Oh, sorry. So Jill, we have Jill maybe making something for the Cow.
That
excited.
Would be awesome.
I'm thinking about making a couple project bags for the Cow.
I'm thinking about
doing the same.
So, yeah,
okay.
Project bags probably. I need some more practice, but I don't have time until about a month from now. So
you got a year.
Yeah, famous last words. Yeah.
We only have two people that
but
have
I'm on team
done.
Slacker.
Yeah.
You are on team. Oh, team slacker. Come on, you guys. See this.
Slack ass. Sorry, slack asses.
I'm on team. Who is it that named me team overachiever because I did the PowerPoint of all my. That was the best response. Oh, did you see it? She goes, overachiever.
They forgave me for being like second person to finish something.
Yeah, dude.
Totally
trying to get on my
unexpected.
Team. Well, this, my hat's going to go on there.
Anything else I'm going to make, I'll just hide for a few months at home and then
no,
put
no.
It
do you want to come over to Team Overachiever?
No, absolutely not. I'm on Team Slack.
But no, this hat, even though it wasn't on my original plan, and this is what I like about this. It's like you just need to make three hats. Like my friend asked me for this, so it will go on my epic Cow list.
Yeah.
Right?
I really
no,
want to do a theme, you know.
So did I, but
and I'm still kind of.
It's your fault
scene.
That we're not doing the theme because you're like, I don't like anything in that book. I'm like, what?
Not
open
anything.
It up.
You and the crocheters.
Yeah, you and the crocheters.
So I still want to do all knit scene, but then I started this hat from the botanical knits, and now I'm like, maybe I'll just make all 13 projects in the botanical knits.
Well,
ooh.
All projects.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess
sales
would be 13
team.
In the botanical.
Might as well do that last
but
then
I was like, you know, they do have socks and mitts, and they probably have most things. And I made this cow, but it doesn't, a cowl,
I don't
but
know
it does
why
not count
yeah.
for
Yeah, it doesn't. It's not
project.
A shawl. It's not a shawl.
That's okay.
Yeah. I don't know why we took, we had some.
Yeah, based on the book.
Yeah, because we were originally from the book and there
from
was no
the
cows
book,
in there.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, cow would have been nice in there.
Yeah, too late next
yeah.
time.
Oh,
yeah.
Well.
We were not making any more freaking changes. Oh,
yeah.
My God. We changed up to like the last day. So, and we've been filled in questions since, too. So it's just like, we're
well,
like...
That changing with the work in progress. But I didn't want to risk it. Like, what if I don't want to make three?
Whoever...
Because then you have to use the free...
Yeah, you can only use one for a work in progress. But
yeah.
If you got something that's been sitting there...
But what if I want my freebies to be something
I don't
besides
have,
what I was working on? You
it doesn't have to
so
be...
That,
it doesn't have to be a work in progress, but one can be a work in progress.
Well, that's so. I was decided not to do any work in progress because I didn't want to commit myself to like 3 shawls or whatever.
Leave that for the last one. I mean, it's not like you have to decide now. You know,
yeah. Your sweater could have been a work in progress. I
finished it before.
Okay, of course you did.
I had to, you know, I didn't even start any new projects until the cow because I wanted to be ready for it. I was like, I'll only work on my quilts.
I might make another one of those Pittsburgh Steelers hat because her husband.
Are you okay with repeats?
I'm okay with repeats. I'm just gonna make it in the opposite colors. Well, are we not?
I know. I was thinking the same
thing.
Are
we
thing
not okay
like,
with repeats?
It's not challenging. You've made it already.
And does this even care if you're beat?
Oh, God, I've made it 3 times.
Right. No, but you haven't entered it. All right, I won't.
No,
I'll
do it. We didn't put in the rules. It. And I'm, like I said, I'm not changing the rules anymore right now.
You know
we,
what? I'm making a chemo cap a month. So I'll have, by the end of the year,
hats.
Like 15
you'll have
hats.
Your hats. Yeah.
You know, I'm not worried about the hats. I'll just make another one for the count.
I think I'm making my hats first and get like half 3 so I can look like I can be team captain of team over team or something. I have 3
so
out of
far,
5.
I am team captain.
I know. So you're just a member. You don't have a PowerPoint presentation. Until you PowerPoint presentate your shit, I am team captain of overachievers. That was the best. I was sitting at work. It was like I just gotten into work, and one of the first things I do is I check all my blogs and I check Ravelry, which I'm sure is kind of ass backwards. But so I was like, let me check this before I start working. And all of a sudden, at like, what, 10:30, you hear, ha, that's hilarious, team overachiever. And my coworkers are like, are you laughing at me? I have one coworker, if you're ever laughing or you're typing really fast and she sees you're on IM, she assumes you're talking about her. We're like, yeah, we have nothing else to do but talk about you, you know? And I was just like, are you laughing at me? I'm like, no. I'm like, freaking Yarny Life is funny, dude.
Yarny Life. It's Yarny Life. It's not real. Don't worry. It's not about you.
Yeah, she literally does. She went to our manager. I was like, she thinks that we're always talking about her.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Yeah, just sometimes because you're paranoid doesn't mean that nobody's following you.
Just because you're annoying as shit doesn't mean that we're always talking about your annoying as shitness. Sometimes we are talking about you, though. You can be sure of that.
Are we going to talk about reading?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Okay, talk, go ahead.
I'm reading, it's called On the Outside Looking Indian, How My Second Childhood Changed My Life, right, by Rupinder Gill. And what it is she's a first generation Indian, and she realized, you know. The girl,
Eastern Indian.
Yes, Eastern Indian. At first, the way she wrote it, read
not,
like.
Not Fenner, right?
Native, when they say Native American, not Abu. Because for some people, Abu is everyone's, like, you know, Eastern Indian reference point, which is unfortunate. Thank you. Come again. Yeah, I love him, though. You know, he has a PhD his character has a PhD in computer science, which you don't know unless you're paying attention when he's getting auctioned off in some, you know, bachelor thing. But
what is that?
When I read the description, it read like American Indian, but she's Eastern Indian, first generation Eastern Indian, one of 5, and she was raised in a very strict Indian upbringing. Like, she talks about how, you know, they never got to go camping, sleepovers. She was raised in Toronto, and so she gets in her 30s, and she's like, you know, I could be like every other parent and, you know, live my childhood through my kids. She goes, well, why should those jerks get their advantage? And she goes, she's like, I go through 18 hours of labor and they get to do all the fun stuff that I didn't get to do. She goes, screw that. So she decided to go back and relive her childhood. And like the things that she put on her list, I haven't got to yet because she's still talking about, you know, some of the stuff like sleepovers and how they have like these elaborate lies on how they, you know, because they got invited to stuff all the time. And they never want to say, oh, my parents aren't cool, I can't come over. So they would go, oh, my aunt's over, it's my cousin's birthday, we're going to a wedding. And they said, I got to a point where her and her girlfriends from high school and everything were talking. She goes, we just thought you didn't like us as much as we thought you did. She goes, we never thought your parents weren't letting you do it. She goes, we were kind of questioning how many cousins you had. And they said that at one point they were going to start tallying them up and see if the birthdays fell every year and stuff like that. She said, but we just thought you didn't like us. She goes, it never crossed my mind that they took it personally, you know, because she was so, you know, they have to think it's me just being uncool, because they would always be the invitations and stuff was poured in, you know, but they never got to go. So she So she, you know, it's really interesting. I love books like that.
What's
so.
That book called again?
It's called, instead of On the Outside Looking In, it's On the Outside Looking Indian.
Yeah. I gotta read that because that sounds totally, you know, I might need that since my husband is from India.
When I realized she was from India, I was like,
that might learn some more of the culture.
When I realized it wasn't American Indian and it was Native, it was Eastern Indian, I was like, Eve is gonna love this.
I might, because there's just so much, I mean, when you get married, even if you are compatible and get along really well and everything's fine, there are cultural differences and you have to learn them. And it goes both ways, you know. There's just so many.
There's
other
some cultures I know I could never
funny stories about
marry into
this.
Because I'm like, I don't get that, and therefore I have no intentions of doing that. I'm like, I'm not okay with that, you know. Not even just I don't get it, it's like I'm not okay with that, you know. But I love you, and you're hot. But no, it's,
so what if The Rock were from some culture that you cannot handle, and
he's not. I happen to
what
notice.
If?
But he's not.
Oh my god, The Rock! I have to say this.
Is he growing on you yet?
No.
Damn it!
Did you see that new movie that he's coming
what
out with?
What the hell is that movie about? It looks like Bodybuilders from the Billboard, but
yeah.
But then the commercial makes zero sense.
What
like,
is
the children
they
money? Joe, as comedy,
when
I don't
they decide to, from what I can tell from the trailer, because I saw months ago this trailer before I decided I really went to Day Hill. I saw this trailer and I was like, that looks hilarious. There, who is it? Marky Mark? There's some guy who they decide to this guy that's like he's a scoundrel and he's a horrible person, but he's living the American dream through you know, stealing and willing and all that stuff. So they decide to steal everything from him.
From him, right?
And my favorite part is it made me think about. I remember when I first saw this, it was like The Rock plays this guy who says he started out that kind of lifestyle and apparently he like changed, and so he's like not he doesn't want to kill anybody, and I think he has to hurt someone. He goes, you told me I didn't have to kill anybody. He goes, I know. He goes, we're going to go to the cabin. It'll be good. He's like, okay, let's hug. And
what struck me about this movie, I was driving on the street
and I
saw a poster on at the side of the bus stop. And I was like, oh my God, look at Marky Mark. He's like...
You looked at Marky Mark first?
He's been like, I mean...
But he's like, he's just...
And Dwayne Johnson is like all gunned out behind him.
And he's wearing that like...
That's horrible.
Tank top. I just think that men should not wear tank tops. Like, because they're either like grizzled old men or they're like hipsters. I just think men should not wear tank tops.
Should men shave their underarms? Because I was observing that at the concerts the last 2 days that I went to, because these guys always wear tank tops and have their arms up like that. I'm like, I think they shave their underarms. There's no hair there. Should men shave their underarms?
I prefer they didn't. I don't mind a hairy man.
I can give or take it.
It's weird, right?
I used to be about the all guys that had like no chest hair and everything, and my friend's just like, I don't want to feel like I'm with a 14-year-old boy. I'm like, oh.
I don't like it when men do not have hairy arms.
Yeah, I like guys with no hair on their arms. You know, I'm not a dude.
I mean, some of it, you can't help it, but like.
Well, you don't like hairy arms or no
hair? No hair makes me feel
creepy. Like you're with a chick.
Yeah.
But,
I like a masculine man.
Yeah, manly man. Yeah.
Well,
but yeah,
I can do without the hair, with the back hair, you know, coming out.
I used
out
to shave my boyfriend's back hair.
Yeah, that's where you shave and wax and whatnot.
He's like, will you do this for me? I'm like, yeah.
And then I also don't like the men that come with their shirts open and there's like
the puff
coming out. Ew, gross.
Okay, here's my thing. If you take off your shirt and you look like you still have a shirt on, like you have a sweater on under your shirt because you're so hairy. I'm kind of cool on that. I had a teacher back in the day.
You're
kind
of cool on it.
As in, that's not cool.
Oh, okay. Like Albert
no
Brooks.
Bueno. Like, you take off your shirt and there's like a full-on wool sweater underneath and that's just you being hairy.
That's time to shave.
Yeah, it's time to trim that shit back. And I had a teacher back in the day, like, I remember he was talking to my, you know, student next to me. And it was two students over and I knew that girl and I knew the girl in between us. And my friend goes, she looks at me, she does this, she goes, and it was a hair that had, he had his shirt buttoned up all the way to the top, and it was a hair that was coming out and over.
Oh,
it was so long.
Yeah.
It happened all the time. It used to gross us out. It's like, you don't have to cut it back. Just tuck that shit in so I don't see it while you're dressed. You know?
Ooh.
It was a little weird. It was funny. But yeah, you would really like this book. It's she's really funny, and I can't wait. I want to see how she's going to solve her camp issue and her sleepover issue. Like, it'll be really interesting. You know, Disneyland, but like, she wants to take swimming lessons. You know, it's really it's a quick read. I downloaded it on my Kindle, and I have found this book on Pinterest. I put in, you know, best books of 2012 or something like that. I don't even think it is, and I can't. Someone had pinned it, and it was a list. And like of this list, I read one, 50 Shades of Grey, but like there were another like 12 books and 12 or 13, but no, 21 books. And out of those 21 books, I think I wrote down more than half. That sounded really interesting. And then my friend kept, she finally sold me on, I am not a zombie, but she sold me on World War Z, the book about the zombie apocalypse.
Oh, okay.
Everybody's talking.
But this one, the reason why she got me on this one is written where this is a guy that's gone, for the government, he's gone, he's interviewed everyone. This is years after the zombie apocalypse. They talk about what they experienced. Mm-hmm. And when he took the report back to the government, they're like, there's too much human factor in this. We just want the facts of what happened. Because mm-hmm. they're trying to, you know, trace back, you know, to patient zero and all that stuff and how things spread. And so they took out all, like, the gist of it. And so his editor friend was like, write your book. And this is part of his story. Write your book. So what it is all these interviews and how they happen. And you start in China where the first, you know, this young boy gets infected and in this, you know, super tiny village. And you're talking to different people from different, they all have different aspects of how they're involved and how it's been spread. And they all have their ideas and stuff. And the way it was written kind of got me involved. And my friend who recommended it also read, Devil in the White City.
Oh, yeah.
By Eric Larson, which is easily in my top five. And if you're looking for something to read, that is a great historical novel. So good.
You should put some recommendations in our book thread because we have an awesome book thread on the group.
I will definitely put that on there. But my friend who recommended World War Z read that book and Let the World Spin. And she was like, I couldn't decide which one was better, Let the World Spin or Devil in the White City. And she goes, and I thought World War Z was equally as good. And she goes, and I don't read zombie apocalypse bullshit. She goes, but I couldn't get enough of it. And so she, because Gypsy had a really good, like, and I respect her opinion on books, I was like, okay. And so I bought that, and that's going to be the book after.
Those are the ones you're reading right now?
I read the sample part of World War Z, and I was really intrigued, so I bought it. But I'm going to read the Indian book first, and then read World War Z. Are you reading anything, dear?
Yeah.
Now that I went on for like 20 minutes.
I just finished White Noise by Don DeLillo.
How was that?
It was good. But sometimes I feel like I'm not smart enough for books. Cause
that's
like,
what I haven't read is.
You know, actually, it's a very easy read, you know. But it's like, and I mean, it's not like the symbolism is that veiled, but I'm still like, what am I supposed to take from this book? So, but that was, it was really good. And now I'm just...
You were the only other person on the planet that ever heard.
Well, I read Underworld, which is his kind of Cold War one, and man, was that boring! Like, I mean, it's like a 1,000-page book that like took forever, and this one was like so.
Have you read anything by Philip Roth?
Human Stain, which it wasn't very good.
Oh shit!
I haven't read any of his like earlier like Portnor Complaint.
Okay, whatever, so. You're the only person I know I can ask these questions of.
Right, that's nothing to report.
So
but I'm glad to hear that you like the Don DeLillo because I had it for years and just never read it because it seemed way like I'm smart, but I was like, I'm gonna miss a lot.
It's very doable.
I'm reading as recommended in the book thread of the group, American Gods, which is weird and it goes into dark places, but it's sort of good. I like it, I enjoy it. But what happened is, and I posted it actually on the thread, is I do a book on tape. And I want to hear more when I come in the car. The car is not enough, so I take it upstairs into the apartment with me. Then at night, okay, I'm going to just listen to it before I fall asleep.
We all know this.
Fall asleep with it, and I'd have nightmares every single night. I have nightmares until I figured out what it was.
It's that
book because it's like goes into these weird dark places, you know? So I turned it off, and I started listening to The Secret when I go to sleep. You know, it's all positive and good. Yes, you can.
You wake up, I'm going to run a marathon tomorrow.
My nightmares have gone away, and magically, I'm doing all these amazing things.
But does that not say something about the subconscious mind, man?
Amazing,
like, you put stuff in there, especially right before you go to bed, and it's like, well, what can we do with this shiznit?
Right?
Yeah, I love that we all read. Because I know more than enough people that are like, I don't read. I'm like, and no matter how much respect I have for them, it goes down a little bit. Like, if you don't read, that's one thing. But I have friends that actively, like, you ask them, oh, have you read such and such book? They're like, no. I'm like, I didn't ask you if you club baby seals. I asked you if you read the damn book.
Right. Anyways, We're at an hour of, and something, so let's
He's so cute when he's dreaming. He cracks him. His little paws start to run. He's so cute. I'm just imitating you, Pumpkin. He's been good once I put his bed in here. Now we know what to do. Let's drag his bed in here. He's
right.
Good.
Look, he's sleeping. He's smiling.
He does. He'll totally smile when he's happy sleep.
All happy. All right. Plugs.
I got none.
I got the WITS podcast. It's called WITS.
I totally skipped over this.
Well, let me do the plugs and then we'll go back to this.
It's like right in front of me and bright as hell.
New podcast. I'm always trying out a new podcast because I love podcasts and I always try to find the best one and the funniest one. This one, hilarious. Has me rolling. I had asked some other people to listen to it. Lisa listened to it. She thinks it is not at all funny.
Yeah.
And
we're going to listen to it later and be the judge of this.
I'm just cracking up. I think it's awesome. So that's the plug. Do you have any plugs on anything?
No.
You have nothing?
My cousin's girlfriend just liked your picture on my Instagram. I do have one, but I don't have it readily available, so I'll put it up next time.
Next time. Okay, so do you want to go back to your...
I have to go back to purchases. Because
purchases.
The reason why I didn't say the purchases and I think about it is because it's not something I quote-unquote purchased. This was something that was mailed to me because I'm in the Two Crafty Girls group.
Yarn Club.
Yarn Club, thank you. And I totally forgot it was due, and I hadn't checked the board lately. And I came home yesterday, and I see a package hanging out of my mailbox. I'm like, what the fuck did I order? Shit, this is why I never have money. I don't even know what's coming to my house. And I was like, what is that? I was like, unwind. I'm like, I haven't ordered anything. I've wanted to, but I don't remember ordering anything. I'm like, does someone love me? And I opened it, and I was like, someone really loves me, because this is awesome. But I realized, oh, it's from the freaking...
I already paid for it.
Like, a month and change ago. And it's the Unwind Yarn Company Journey Sock, which is 80% superwash, 20% nylon, 400 yards, in the Two Crafty Girls colorway for April 13 called Ferrera de Valencia. And it is bright purple, bright teal, bright orange, and bright yellow. And it's awesome sauce. And these are going to make the most kick-ass socks ever. And these may be the socks not so much for my Epic Cal First, but for my... year projects, because I have the perfect fit pattern, perfect fit sock pattern, and this would be awesome in it because the colors are awesome and bright. Yes, my idea board is my door.
I'm confused about the year projects versus that's just for something.
It's another group.
Okay, but you're
I'm trying to overlap as much as possible because I'm months and projects. I'm not going to finish my year projects by a long stretch, so I'm just trying to overlap as much as possible. So, I don't.
Which is totally doable. There's nothing that says you can. This has to be only for the Epic Cal Cal.
Oh hell, if you can work this across four different groups, do it.
Yeah.
It's like these socks count for Epic Cal Cal, year of projects, something that the knit girls are doing, something that if you can do an orange pair of socks, that'll have you covered for our Cal and the Fats Girl in May. Because she's doing the orange cow in May, so I gotta make something in orange.
If you are into orange socks,
I've made a pair of orange socks, my little orange.
I used to be in I'm still in the Sock Knitters Anonymous group.
Yeah, me too.
On Ravelry, and they do different challenges every month. You said to start I used to, but I haven't. I've been kind of off socks for a while, but. So they have a bunch of prizes, but there's pretty strict rules about their themes and stuff.
Themes,
but they have
designers.
You have 2 months to finish the project. So if you can get it to overlap, then that's
that would be smart.
Because they usually have a theme, or you have to pick a designer.
Yeah.
No, it's either a sock pattern.
There's a depends. They do a mystery sock every other month.
Okay.
And that's free. And then they do a theme. Otherwise, you have 2 months to finish.
Yay.
I look at it all the time and I never do it, but I'll get there.
There's so many groups on Ravelry.
I'm in 100 and some odd.
Yeah, me too. It's crazy. I still want to do some mysteries. I like the little mystery group. I like that group.
Well, we're at
minute
13, an hour 13.
So, everybody, excellent start to the Epic Cow-Cow.
Cow-Cow.
Everybody was participating. Also, on a somber note, shout out to Boston. Thank God they caught those jerks, and I feel bad for everybody there who's going through the trauma. So we're sorry about that. And we're thinking of you. And
that's it. All right. Miss you,
Lisa. Lisa was just too busy to be with us today. We're not good enough.
No, the best, my cousin was over, and I was playing Rush to La Rosa, and I was playing the B-52's Private Idaho, and it came on, and it was playing on my phone.
Are we continuing the podcast?
Oh!
Bye, everybody.
No, sorry for no time.